This is Player One.
This is Player Two.
And you're listening to another great show only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network.
The Third.
For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com. Hello, and this is Stephen Mooney. I'm here to talk to you about one of our proud sponsors on the 4i Radio Network. They are called America Joy Print Shop. If you're looking to do business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more, then definitely check out AmericaJoy.com for more information. And tell them the Fern sent you.
A rowdy howdy to all my podcast ears out there. I'm glad to have you back, and I hope you're glad to have us back. Unfortunately, Aaron is doing some crazy wonderful things with flowers for Mother's Day, so she wasn't able to make it, but we do have an excellent guest in his house tonight. My gynecologist, she was very, very, willing to, and excited to talk about my vagina with me tonight. So
super excited.
No, my Latin lover, Beatrice, my good friend, I think we've known each other for how long?
12, 13 years, maybe.
Okay. You're making me look old. Just kidding.
For two.
since we just graduated high school, so 2 years. No, but yeah, since probably 2006, because I think I started working at Wells Fargo.
I would say 2005.
Well, no, because I started working at Wells. Well, I like to call it Hell's Fargo because that place was Dante's Inferno times retarded. But yeah, 2006. So what are we at now? 2013. Okay. So carry the two. All right. So yeah, at least about 7 years.
Where's the fifth month?
I need my fingers. But yeah, so at least about 7 years, which is I have to say, like, I haven't gotten that 7 year itch from you.
I think we're common law married now in certain states.
Hell yeah. But yeah, no, we met at working at Hell's Fargo, and it was a lovely day.
It was good times. I remember I thought your booty was ginormous.
Oh,
for a white girl.
Well, my booty definitely was all into your twins, your twin towers, because whoo-wee, those are something to get. I just want to box your titties sometimes.
Ooh.
I hope you don't take offense to that.
Maybe,
but
you should bounce your booty on my titties.
Booty titty bounce. I think that's that should be a new rap song. Fantastical. But yeah, so we worked at Hell's Fargo together, basically trying to talk people into paying their bills. So much fun. I loved hearing stories about people's hemorrhoid surgeries and how they met their wife at the morgue.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right.
Exciting and enticing, compelling stories. Anything that you could... Any interesting things that you...
I remember more the coworkers than I do the customers, I would say, because they were a whole unique breed.
But nutty.
Yes, on their own. But it was good times. I don't remember a whole lot of it because...
Block it out.
Blocked it out. But what I remember about you and I at that time was all the good times, going out to good dinners, going out dancing. I remember you were a dance machine.
Okay. MTV, you hear that?
No. Yeah, the reality TV had nothing on us.
No. Sure. Mm-mm. No, well, I mean, Because I remember, like, one time when I was working at Hells Fargo, I'm never going to stop saying that because I can't.
I kind of did feel that way, didn't I? Say it.
I can't even do it. But, yeah, I just remember at Hells Fargo, like, there was this one guy that I was talking to, and his name was Richard Rash.
Ooh.
And he's like, yeah, I was like, that's who are your parents?
That is the reason I walked out on New Year's Eve and never came back.
Because you had a Richard Rash?
No, I'm just kidding. Not at all. Amen.
No, I didn't trust those chairs either at Wells, because I would see some of the like outfits that like Hortensia would wear. That wasn't her real name, folks. Her name was Lucinda. Lucia.
Wow.
Her name was Lucia. And okay, I'm sorry, but when your skirt is basically like a belt, you should not be, first of all, wearing that to work. And then.
Or the reason you keep your job.
Or the reason you keep your job. Yeah, no, I mean, that's why most of the managers were men. But, but yeah, no, like, she. I would never sit in her chair because we'd have to do talk-offs. And she's like, you want to sit down? I'll stand up. I'm good right here. I don't want to, like, sit down and never come, like, get stuck there because of your... Anyway, but no, Richard Rash, he was an interesting
character.
Interesting character.
Who later Facebooked me, by the way. I don't know if I told you, but it was really traumatizing. I almost canceled my Facebook.
See, I kind of want to look him up for a good
Ooh.
Time. Just kidding. No. I just want to get some, ointment advice. But no, he's like, yeah, but you can call me Dick.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, honey, I don't get paid enough for that. Sorry. But no, I had a lot of interesting conversations with people at the old Wells Fargo place.
My thing is, how do you find crazy in an area that way or like that and then say, hey, let's promote you to management, and then you lead the rest of the pack? And then you've got this gentleman who calls himself by Dick. And, that's kind of how you get promoted and moved up, and don't you dare do the corporate thing, and then maybe ask him to stop. Whoa, no way. But moving on from Wells Fargo. And proud not to be rehirable.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Speaking of Natalie, Nadelbug here, I have known as quite the eclectic, awesome person she is.
Go on.
And I would be more interested in the few years that you spent in Portland and some of the awesome creativity you had going on out there. And
basically in Portland it rains all day and all night and there's no sun, so all you do is drink and fuck, basically, which I'm not saying that that's a bad thing.
Okay.
I got pretty good at it, if you don't mind me saying.
One. Yeah, which one?
Yes. So.
Were there diagrams or charts?
I'll show you later.
Point systems?
Yes, I definitely got some extra miles and points. I could probably get a duffel bag now.
Frequent flyer miles.
But no, I mean it was awesome. Like lots of drum circles, lots of crystals and creative energy, and a lot of guys that would look at their shoes more than you because they were afraid of women. There was a very like
really
passive aggressive type of man there. That
now, how do you compare the Portland man to the Arizona man?
I have to say, it's kind of like comparing a shark to a seal. Because like I feel like the guys out here, they're very like aggressive and very like. macho, like, oh, I want to tear off my shirt and drink some beers and rape, like, yeah, basically. But, yeah, so out there, like, the guys were just very gentle, very like, oh, I'm a Scorpio. You look like you might be a Pisces, but there's one way. I don't know. Like, oh, your aura is so many different colors. You know, it just.
Oh, yeah. What color was your aura?
Well. Pink.
Pink. Now, for those of us who don't know about auras, what is pink? Is that like.
Oh, I thought auras meant your downstairs mix up. But no, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I never really did. Cause apparently you're supposed to stand up against a white wall and have someone look at, like, at least get maybe 10 feet away and like look at you for a period of time. And there'll be like some type of like aura or flare coming out of the wall around or like just coming out around you. So I've been told before that I've had blue, which is kind of interesting because that means you're strong, but you're also very like self-deprecating. And so it's just kind of a miasma of just a fucked up like type of aura. It sounds to me like, I don't know, but, anyhoozle, you did, though, when I moved to L.A., you did visit me.
I did. I really enjoyed L.A. I think technically, officially, it was my first time. I had been to L.A. before to drop somebody off at the airport. And interesting story about my first time in L.A. So my friend at the time was going to Israel to visit her family, and I drove out with her father and his girlfriend at the time to drop her off, and she took me to downtown LA, and we went to
Saddle Ranch.
Saddle Ranch.
Uh-huh. With the Mechanical Bull.
Mechanical Bull.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So they signed me up without mm-hmm. me knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure, you didn't know. You're like, you better sign me up, bitches. I'm gonna show how these people how to ride a fucking ball around here.
So,
because you're from Texas.
I sure am.
So you know how to get down on them balls.
If you're from Texas and someone challenges you, it's just your obligation to do it right and do it better. And especially if it comes out to a bull.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the cowgirl.
Because it has the flag has. The Texas flag has a bull on it, right?
Sorry. It will now. So they sign me up, and everyone starts chanting. And at this point, we're engaged. We're watching. There's this crazy mechanical bull, and the guy who's behind it is really rocking this bull, which is rare. And the last girls look like a paper mache doll flying off in a Texas wind, not even a breeze.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, yeah, let's watch the next idiot get off, you know? So everyone starts clapping. Let's welcome Beyonce. Beyonce. And I'm like clapping. Yeah, let's get Beyonce out here. Idiot.
You.
So little did I know that they were trying to say Beatrice and not Beyonce. So I get on and I'm in a tank top. So like you mentioned
Dude,
earlier.
Everyone's going to love. Everyone loved you after that. For sure. How many drinks you got bought
man.
For you?
Oh, man. You know, and back then I wasn't even drinking, so
Shit.
Yeah, but Beyonce definitely gave everyone quite the show.
I'm surprised you didn't knock yourself out, like, because you've got some friends up
well,
there.
Me and my friends did very well. We did not, I repeat, did not, and I made sure, fall off the bowl.
Ooh!
There was a lot of thigh control to stay on the bowl. But it did make my girlfriends move quite a bit. So that was my first time in LA, and I really didn't go anywhere. But when I went out to LA with you, I know we went to a couple of bars that were amazing, and I didn't know how fun LA could be. And then we went to the Fashion District. Is that where we were?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Tons of flowers.
Oh, my God.
Tons of clothing, purses. I just loved it. I would love to go back sometime. But LA is definitely a fun place to be.
No, I mean, it's It's got its, you know, little nooks and crannies, but I mean, I always called it the land of the lost because everyone's like going out there trying to get stardom going, but they're lost. They don't even know who they are. And
so is everyone a model slash actress?
Oh yeah. And then not only that, but like, especially where I worked, because I worked kind of in Woodland Hills, Encino area, and like I worked at a coffee shop, and so there's a new breed of old woman, and it's the platypus woman.
Oh, do tell.
Their lips are pumped up with so much, I don't even know what, that they just protrude. Like, they could basically, like, probably bite your nose off.
So sad.
It's just the weirdest thing. And then, like, their face is all pulled back real tight. And I'm just like, oh, my God, you are a new form of person.
So can I ask, is there a lot of men who find that attractive in L.A.?
I don't. Yeah.
I bet. Scary town.
Because, I mean, with those lips, who knows what they're doing. No, I mean.
Or wait till they're 60 and they can pull their teeth out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just kidding.
But no, you definitely see a new breed of human when you're living there. But it's cool too, because like you basically have the entire world in one place. Like you have like little, like you have Chinatown, you have Koreatown, you have Armeniatown, you have like Russiantown.
Armeniatown sounds fun.
You have Bangladesh town. Not really, but I mean.
So do you visit the world in one day?
Basically, yeah.
Nice.
I mean, you can get like some Korean awesome like barbecue and then like walk a few blocks and get some like baklava or, I mean, it's pretty badass. But
Do you miss LA? Cricket.
No. I know. I think it misses me. No, I miss, I like to visit. I'm going to visit, definitely. It's a place where you visit. And then kind of like...
Like Vegas?
Iraq? No, I'm just kidding. but it's definitely not some place to live because like it just swallows you up. You don't even have a chance out there. It's... Meow. And then plus the traffic is outrageous and the city is just falling apart. Like if you fart out loud, you get a ticket for it. Like they're all about just like making money off of the citizens. Like
wow.
The police is terrible. I mean, did you hear about that guy who like kidnapped some people? Like one of the police officers,
no.
He worked for the LA police, kidnapped like people and then like hit up in Big Bear, and I guess they had a big shootout and ended up like killing him in a cabin or like flame throwing and like burning down
wow.
the place. I don't know. But apparently he was fired twice from the police department.
So it wasn't enough to that he was fired once, came back.
I mean, it's just like, come on. How retarded are you guys? And not only that, but the mayor there, I think his name is Villaraigosa. Like he changed his name. His real name is like Tommy or not. Toma is like Thomas Venezuela or something. Like,
is that for the protection of his family?
Yeah, probably. Or just so the girls that he probably impregnated can't find him for child support. But no, because he's always in one of those Telemundo girls. Like he's terrible.
By the way, I support fully the Telemundo girls.
No, they're... Dude, remember on Saturdays? What was it? Oh, God. They would play that awesome... Oh, how do you say hot in Spanish?
Caliente.
Caliente. Do you remember that little show?
The show I used to make you watch?
No, I used to watch it.
Did you?
Yeah, anyway, but I don't think you've ever made... But you made me watch a soap. Spanish soap.
I have made everyone watch a soap. I love soap.
No, I love how dramatic they are. And sometimes it's funny, like, I'll be washing the dishes and, like, the water will get hot. And I'll be like, "Oi!" Like, be all dramatic. Like,
and just so everyone out there knows, if you do want to learn Spanish, I definitely recommend watching the soap operas to do that.
Oh, yeah. Not only will you learn Spanish, but you're going to learn it passionately.
There is some awesome eye candy for both females and males.
Word to that. That is no lie.
Now, did you learn Spanish out in L.A.?
Si.
Oh, I'm going to have to work on that. I'm going to have to help you. But my city that I like to visit but would never live there for two reasons. It would ruin it if I lived there. And it's just so much fun is Las Vegas.
Ooh, the place that makes the devil blush.
I love the shows. I love the Broadway. I love that ice bar. Have you been yet?
I apparently made out with a girl and we were rolling around on the carpet outside of it. This is when I went with Chuck.
Oh,
because we all went to the ice bar and like we had to put on like all these
fur coats
and fur hats.
Yep.
And like you're drinking like this frozen ass. Well, I mean,
it's a cup made out of ice. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like it's a vodka. It's the hottest vodka you can have.
Good vodka. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Like you don't even taste it. Like it's like drinking ice water.
It's good vodka.
And then like, but this couple came in with us. And like shared the ice box with us. And like, I don't know what happened, but me and her started talking. And the next thing you know, we're like,
tongues exchanged.
Yeah. Wow. That I just remembered that story that you brought that up.
You know, I have a saying, and really a lot of Latin people, is the real you comes out with alcohol.
Yeah.
So maybe you were really into her.
I think I was enjoying the attention because she was just like all like on me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, all right.
Enjoy a little attention?
Right? Exactly. No.
Nonstop. Bring
yeah,
it on.
Like, exactly. Like, you want to, okay. Like, oh, you think I'm, all right.
Oh, yeah. Watch what this does.
See how that bounces.
Shake it a little.
Yeah. Oh, you like that? No, but.
And then smack them. Don't touch. Do you think I'm cheap?
It's like you need the password first.
Mother raised a good girl.
I am a lady.
And, you know, didn't slap them with your glove.
I know, right? Oh, I wish. Like, patter my hand, Beatrice. Here it comes.
Yeah, but I love Vegas. I love everything about Vegas. I'm obsessed.
No, with... did you hear that they're... Oh, you told me.
Yes, I told you. Yes. I heard from a coworker that they are no longer into letting everyone do drugs openly, which I kind of support that. You know, I don't want to see it. I know it happens,
boo.
But let me tell you why, okay? How many times have I been to Scottsdale or Vegas, and I've got to go to the bathroom, and there's 20 girls in the stall. I'm like, get on with it. Move on. Get out of there.
Well, I mean, like, do it in the room or something, like, or right. Just, like, go find a little corner somewhere. But I'm pretty sure the meaning of Las Vegas means lots of drugs in Spanish. So, as far as them, like, trying to control drug use there, that's just retarded. And I'm surprised, like, I'm pretty sure when you get your room key, they give you an 8-ball.
Word to my mother, I do not engage in the drugs.
me neither. But I'm pretty sure, like, the pillows that they have in Vegas are made out of cocaine. Because, like, while you're sleeping, if you ever do sleep...
No, you don't.
Yeah, exactly. And, like... I can see why they might have like some type of stipulation or regulation on marijuana, because if you smoke marijuana in Vegas, you're probably going to go right to your hotel room and just like totally raid the bar. Like
I would think that would have more people from the actual casinos smoking it, so that you would clear out the mini fridge.
Yeah, you clear out the mini fridge and then you pass out. So, I mean... With cocaine, like I don't know. I just think they're kind of climbing up the wrong tree.
Well,
barking.
Was a lot of places are putting in black tile.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And if you know you have any loose powder, there's the attendant who's looking to see whether that happens, and then you get escorted out.
Did
and
I tell
depending
you?
On the bar, you might get arrested.
Yeah.
And they just don't want that happening openly. So I guess if you do it in your room, who's to know? But at the same time, I understand what you're saying. Vegas is an adult playground. It's not, you know, Disneyland. And by the way, while we're on that subject, because you and I were talking about that last night, what is going on with the kids in Vegas? Come on, people.
I know. Well, I know. And you are so funny. You're like, I have a certain day wear and then I have a certain night wear.
Right. I lock it up during the day and then I let it out during the night. And that's because the children are asleep, people. So if I go to Vegas and I've got to lock it up 24/7, come on.
Well, and see, that's what Circus is for, I think. It's just you kind of like dump your children off there and then you're like, all right, honey bunny kid lover sauce. We're going to
hire an escort to watch you.
Totally. The bunny sitter.
Yeah. Best investment the whole time.
Wait,
here.
What is it? The bunny ranch. The bunny sitter ranch. You're just like, you hire them to just...
They get a per diem because they travel.
You hire them just to sit for your kids. They're like, just take your kids around. That could be a bad thing, though. your kids might learn a few extra tricks after that. But no, like, because I'll be honest, like, my parents, they took... I mean, I think my first time being in Vegas was when I was like a baby. And then again, like when I was a teenager.
Right.
And I mean, and even, no, I think maybe even at like 7 or 8. And I think that's just because my parents didn't give a fuck and just loved to have fun and didn't care if it was going to influence us in any which way. But no, I mean, even though I was in Vegas at such a young age, like it didn't, I wasn't like.
Well, I think here's the difference. Because I expect to see children and I want families to take family trips. But if it's past maybe 10, 11, I don't want to, you know, be in my club wear and then totally. Because the only thing that would embarrass me, by the way, in Vegas is having a 5-year-old look at my outfit. At midnight, be after like, a few cocktails.
Mommy, I can see her Cookie Monster.
Oh, no. By the way, you can never see my Cookie Monster.
No. Cookies.
I still do wear shorts under everything.
See-through shorts?
Is it cookies or nookie?
The Nookie Monster. My favorite monster. No.
This is why you take your husband or your boyfriend out there, ladies.
And the pool boy. No.
Oh, no.
But, no, I love Vegas. And actually, I do hope to go with you soon because we definitely need another.
You and I need to talk because I definitely do have a Vegas trip planned. It's been so long. And by long, I mean a little over a year. And I am just itching to get down there. But I never thought, and this is on my bucket list, that I would ever be able to go to a Playboy Bunny bar.
And, oh, yeah. And now where is that?
It's, it's a, which one is
Palms.
That? Yes.
Palms. Yeah.
It is at the Palms, and they had opened it, and then they had closed it down for a tiny bit, and I thought, oh, no, there goes my chance. So now I have to get there before anything else happens. But
no, it's awesome. I went there. But what are you gonna say?
Stop.
No.
I have on my bucket list a picture. This is what it is. I want a picture of me with like 5 bunnies on each side. Because that is just awesome.
Oh, they'll do it. They will do it. They love pictures.
Oh, I love.
No, but they
have obsessed with there's, Playboy and
it's, oh, you'll love it. They're out their costumes.
Where was that on career day?
I know, right? I want a janitor, model, no.
Door bouncer at the Palms, 100,000. Where was that on career day?
But no, like, it's awesome because they have a balcony where the floor is see-through.
Oh, wow.
So you look
like
down.
Like going to Grand Canyon.
Yeah, a little bit. But, like, you look down and it looks like you're walking on the city. But, like, you just, it's just like, you know what I mean? It's...
Nice.
It's see-through, so it looks like you're walking on air, kind of, I guess.
Oh,
you can
I
just
would
see
love it.
Down. It's kind of freaky, don't get me wrong, because at first you're like, what the fuck? Am I going to fall through this?
I know we graduated high school 2 years ago, but right. I do feel like I've got to start on my bucket list.
Go Bulldogs. Yeah.
Go Hereford Whitefaces. Whoop, whoop. But Vegas in its entirety, they've got awesome museums and awesome shows that come through. The Titanic was there not too long ago, and I did see a couple. Oh, you stop.
Wait, what time is it? Huh? Wait, what? No, you know, I wouldn't mind like seeing like some interesting things that go like some petrified dildos or like.
Oh man.
Or I'm sure like they have like some Frank Sinatra stuff.
Oh yeah.
Now, 'cause I know he got nutty in Vegas, and I'm sure he's probably got like a few.
By nutty, you mean fun.
Exactly.
Exactly. Old Vegas, though. I haven't spent a lot of time down there. Now, the last time I was there, there is a video arcade bar that I really, really want to check out. I swore the next time I'm in Vegas, video arcade bar for sure.
You got me at arcade.
Nice.
I love arcades. There actually was a barcade that opened up down the street just for like a night, and then I was like so mad because like they took all the trouble to put at least like 20 arcades in this small little room, and it was just open for one night down the street by where I live, and then the next day it was gone.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Was that a dream? Did that really happen? But they should have just left it there. Like there was a lot of people there, but no. What I was going to mention is we kind of skipped over what we normally do in this podcast, and it's called your most awkward moment of the week.
Okay, fun.
So, if you don't mind, maybe racking your brain. I mean, if you need some time, I can toss out mine first.
Yeah, go ahead and toss yours out first, because I've got so many.
Really, what I was trying to say is I want to go first.
go first.
Wait, I'm scared. Okay. I'll...
No, wait. Yeah. Okay. Go
okay.
ahead. No, stop. Wait.
Okay.
Now,
so...
is that what you sound like all the time? Or are you more like a pro?
I'm like marinara, chicken wings. No,
hot sauce.
No, so yeah. So awkward moment of the week. It was a Tuesday, not any ordinary Tuesday, but yeah. So working at Moira, it's a sushi bar downtown. Y'all should definitely come by. And tip me some money. No. But yeah, so working at Moira, I've met a few people that live in these like hoity-toity, like top-notch fancy condos. Like that's right down, like right across the street from where I live. So, and like it's been like my prized journey in life to try to find a pool that I can swim in for the summer, because I don't really know of anyone that has pools around where I live. And like, that's what I used to do every summer, is basically, you know, waterlog myself in a pool. So, I met a few people that would come to Moira, and they lived at these condos, and they gave me the password to get into the pool. So I'm like, fuck yeah. Like life is fucking cherries and bombshells and wonderful rainbows. So I'm like, all right, I got a pool. I'm going. I'm doing this. So I went a few times, you know, everything was like ace. Like I did some laps. I, you know, did a little jumpy do into the pool.
Is that like a Olympic swimmer in a high school pool?
Sure. Sure. We could say that. It's only 5 foot deep.
Oh,
yeah. It's.
So I would drown.
Yeah, not if I was there, and not with those titties.
Awesome.
But no. So
life supporters, I call them.
Seriously. Oh my god.
It's so funny because I never had them growing up, because I didn't realize how thin I was, because I didn't think I was thin. But I did like run and do all kinds of other things. And then, you know, this thing called metabolism happens to you at some point. And it was like, oh, my God, I can't see my feet.
Dude, my metabolism hates my boobs, because it just was like did the opposite. Damn you, metabolism.
You are pretty active, though, I have to say.
I try to be.
I sit down at work like 15, 12 hours a day.
Yeah, that's not... I mean, you're using your...
I had a girl once, this happens to me a lot in Scottsdale, where I'll get pinched to see if they're fake, and random women will just touch me, and then I smack them, or...
I'd be like, lower, I'll pinch higher, them back, to the left. Yeah.
I'm like, okay. But,
wow.
I had this incident in Glendale, Tempe. No. What is the Glendale, where the stadium is?
Westgate.
Yeah. I had two girls.
I hate you, Westgate. Sorry.
I had two girls in line. Oh, no.
I know. We're moving on. Don't worry.
So they were wondering whether or not my breasts were fake. And they were so thin. I don't think they had a stick of lettuce for the day, to be honest with you. And they were with their boyfriends. And they were like, oh, they have to be fake. And I was listening to all this, and I'm just so fed up with the conversations about my boobs.
Did you just flash them?
I should have. Oh, I did better, though. I actually let one of them, I offered, would you like to touch? Because they are real. And the way to get
them. I just got a serious boner.
Ladies, the way to get breasts is to eat some tacos.
It's the tortillas.
Isn't it?
Or the corn.
Get off the points. Get some body fat.
Get some.
And you will have the best hips and the best hourglass figure and the best tatas of your life.
I've seen your tatas and they are amazing. I have to say. No.
Mm-hmm. Who hasn't?
They're
I'm just kidding.
They're all just like out there. Sorry.
Well, I am proud to say that at my age.
They're very buoyant.
Without a brassiere, they do stand. They do stand tall.
They do. They are. Yes. Attention. But.
I definitely hope I never lose them. And one day I just may be like that 90-year-old woman who's doing push-ups to keep them up. I would love to get a rivaling booty, though. How awesome would that be?
That would be a lot of action going on. I think
Daisy Duck is my hero.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen her in my tail. Just wiggle from side to side that way. That would be great.
Dude, it's hypnotizing the way she walks. But but back to my awkward
moment.
Story moment. So I'm like, hey, friends, come to the pool with me because I know the password. And so I brought like a few friends and we were all like hanging out by the pool, just getting settled in. Like I'm all rubbing some butter on my legs because...
Cocoa butter.
Exactly. And I'm, you know, getting all ready to hit the pool. And there we go. It's back now. Sorry. I think I hit something, but it's... I did pull something.
Everything was fine, and you screwed up.
I am the screw up. I screwed it up again.
What are we pulling?
It's okay, I can hear you, so just keep going.
Okay. So, back to Delilah. Hiller. That's good. Yeah, perfect. Don't move.
I can't hear Natalie, though.
So, yeah, we should definitely edit that out, please.
No, we won't.
Awesome. No, it's...
I can hear you guys, just keep going.
Okay. Oh, now I can't hear anybody.
Oh, now I can hear you.
Oh, balls. No, it's good.
Keep going.
Okay. So, no, you don't have to touch it. Can you hear me? All right.
So, your experience.
Any hoozle. Yes. Back to Delilah. So, basically, we're, you know, getting settled in. And this is the first time that I actually brought people to the pool. And I was kind of a little nervous about it, but not really. I was thinking like, no big deal. Like no one's ever like bothered me before, so it'll be fine. It's a Tuesday, like come on. So I go and I'm getting ready to like jump in. My friend's getting ready to jump in, and this lady with her little business suit on comes out, and she's like, "Oh, so who's the resident here?" And I'm like, I am. And she's like,
liar.
I know. And it was funny because, like, she's like, who's the resident here? And there was, like, a pause for, like, at least
That would be the awkward moment.
Yeah. And so I was like, I am. And she's like, oh, what's your name? I'm like, Tiffany. And she's like, oh, yeah? Okay. What are
you singing Tiffany songs to her?
What number are you in? I wish I could have just like, now. Don't be a cunt now. So she's like, oh yeah, what room number? Yeah. And I'm like 235 and she's like, oh, okay. All right. And then, so she walks away and I'm like, oh, sweet. So we're all kind of like freaking out a little bit.
Were you like, yes.
Yeah.
Come on, demon.
Well, right away we're like, fuck dude. She's about to go check. Like we should just like pack up and like go and like, no, fuck this. So we're standing on the ground. Screw her and her thunder cuntness. So she comes back and I'm like laying on my little thing, whatever. Why can't I think of what it's called? Chair? Lounge chair? Okay, thanks guys. I might be a little retarded right now. But so I'm laying, like, you know, getting some sun, and like she comes up and she's like, okay guys, so you know what's happening right now. And I'm like, yeah, you're in my sun. That's what's happening right now. And she's like, no, actually, there is no room number 235, and you guys need to leave. Otherwise, we're going to call the police. And I'm like,
isn't there a law in Arizona against that? Because it's so hot out here.
Right?
And if you have to give somebody water, they ask for it. Shouldn't it be standard that you have to let them swim in a pool if they want to?
Thank you. That's how I felt about it. And I should have said that. Because then, really what I should have said is, why do you hate fun? And can I send you
your husband's cheating on you
a dildo to
your boyfriend hates you.
Yeah.
You just found his text last night and he told you it was all innocent and you felt you had to believe him.
Totally. Like she got so offended too. She was like, how dare you? How dare you lie to me? And she's like, that is very disrespectful. I'm like, excuse me, I didn't lie. I was just trying to enjoy the pool.
Yeah.
And if you want to call that lying, fine.
All right. So I did have a little experience managing a couple of apartment complexes. And, you know, it was requirement to check out the residents. But half the time it was like, if everyone's enjoying themselves, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And if they see that you're kind of just nice and look the other way, they actually end up moving in. And why not? I turned my vacancy around by over 40% in less than 3 months at 7 different places. So
hot damn.
Yeah. So she could have maybe offered a tour instead of, you know, coming back and saying, oh, there is no 235.
Yeah, I know, right?
Possible.
Well, no,
residence.
Like, I think it was funny too, because like she had to go check and she didn't even know herself.
Yeah,
there was no 235.
How many residents?
And it's
there.
Just like, because immediately if I knew where I was working and someone was like, oh, you know, 235, I'd be like, yeah, funny story about that. There ain't no 235.
I would be like, let me tell you something. Why don't you come over here? Let me show you our display one bedroom or a two bedroom, one bath. And where do you currently live?
Yeah, right. No, but it was super awkward. And like, I did kind of get that little rush of adrenaline, like, ooh, we're getting in trouble right now. But it was, I kind of like that because it gets the spirit flowing. Yeah. But, so any hoozle.
Right. So
I want to hear your,
my awkward moment. I tend to have a few just because I have been told.
Dude, my life is a punchline. But anyway,
right.
Continue.
No, but I have been told I am a bird from a different feather. And even off that
a
bird.
A bird from a different feather?
Right.
I've never heard
so
that before. That's hilarious.
That it's not even the feather of the bird. So
you just blew my mind testicles right now.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know that that's true. I tend to think I'm more normal. Like, if we were having this conversation about me and my personality with a different age group, I think I'd be perfect. Like, I should have been born in the 50s where people had responsibilities and owned up to them.
Yeah.
And people had fun and
you
it was
are
adult
an
fun.
Old soul, but you know how to get down.
I am old school.
No, old soul.
Well, an old soul, yeah. I've been told that once or twice, but I've had a few awkward moments where I've tried to have conversations with people and they have no idea what I'm saying. Like, I'll be in the middle of a conversation and that's I totally agree with it. And they're talking about maybe some insecurities on doing something. And I said, yeah, just go Nike. And they were like,
who's Nike?
What? And then literally it was, I don't get it. I'm like,
is that the kid you adopted?
How do you not get it? I'm like, their slogan and their motto is just do it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
That's hilarious.
So I tend to reference a lot of things. And then people are like, oh, what? And I'm like, wow. So I better not even go there with politics or maybe something substantial. Nice. Da 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 da.
It's my boyfriend who I don't know if I still like.
Yeah, let's hear how that conversation goes. Is that like a hello?
You are on a podcast right now.
I'm on speakerphone.
Over and out.
Hopefully over and over and in. And out. Oh, wow. Just kidding.
Is she
can
ready?
I call you back, darling?
Thank you.
I know. I love you.
Aww.
Bye.
So that was my awkward moment. It was just me referencing certain things.
That was a way better way of doing that. He's all like, all right, shut up. Of course I do, because you... good old Stevie. Steve-o.
All right. So you had mentioned we talk about fashion. So I was just interested in seeing what you thought about. There is all this nail art that just looks amazing to me lately. It's like I'm finding true artists on people's nails lately.
No. I think I saw like a Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa. Mono? I said that wrong. But yeah, people have been getting serious about their... Well, not only that, but they're like building cities on it. Like there's like there's like pop-up art on it. Like where...
It's 3D.
Yeah, it's super 3D. And I'm like, what the... Get away from me. See, I don't like anything that's going to slow me down from getting... away from something or like getting ready or I don't know, like I feel like these girls like their long nails or with like their jewelry, like I feel like that's only gonna slow me down if I really need to get away from something or if I'm gonna fight like someone can like grab onto an earring and I'm like done, or like if I really need to punch, like I can't punch someone if I have nails. Like, I'm going to break a nail. That's going to hurt more than the fucking punch. See, I'm a survivalist. It's my dad's
Darwinism.
Fault. It's my dad's fault because he's like, he's a Hungarian refugee and had man. To like,
well, shoot. You know, I'm Latin, so.
But no, but you with your nails, like, that's a weapon. I know that. Like, especially with like Latin girls, like.
Oh, right. No.
Because Janessa has...
My nails do grow on their own, and yes. They actually sharpen when I do dishes because I use the good old-fashioned, like, green scotch pad. So they definitely do... Like, I literally could use them to cut boxes open.
Oh, yeah.
Through tape.
Oh, my God.
And if I wanted to...
You could probably do surgery or tracheotomy with those things.
I probably could, to be honest with you. But because they do get so long... I've just been fascinated. I saw this girl who had like this 80s, like, how do I explain it? It was like triangles and squares and like blues and greens. And I've been trying to find art for my walls at home with some lighting and, you know, not to compare, but I was at a bar and there was this light from the bar, these pod lights, and her nails were just shining at me and all these bright colors. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want that on my walls. It was just so awesome.
No, I definitely like, they can be a little distracting. Like that, your nails I love because all I can think about is them going through my hair or like going, like rubbing my head.
Oh yeah, they're awesome for that.
Oh my God. Like I seriously, I could be become a lesbian just from a girl just like having long nails and just like constantly
just back scratch.
Back scratch, rubbing. I almost want to like ask, see if Austin would like get press on nails.
Now, you know, press on nails feel different though.
Yeah, they're not as strong. Or they're not.
They're thick. The texture is different.
You're right.
Not that I know. Not that I've had press on nails on my back.
All right, let's talk about your college years.
I have had past boyfriends tell me that real nails are so much better.
They are. They really are. It's true. Real everything is better.
I think so.
That's how I feel. Amen. Hallelujah.
And I only say that because I don't have a stick of fake on me, but.
Damn right.
All natural. So how do you feel then about some of like what's been going on in Arizona and just in general? Traffic, smog, Jody Arias.
Wow, I liked how you just tucked that in there.
No, it's really on my mind because I'm really bothered by the trial. The fact that I'm paying for it and people are so disassociated with the fact that they owe. It's like the state gets together and they have a budget and then they go, okay, well, we all need to raise taxes. I'm like, no. Like, have everyone pay their own stuff, and why do I have to pay for anyone else?
See, everyone should have to pay taxes. I don't care if you're on, like, what's it called? Food stamps, welfare. Like, you still need to fucking pay some taxes somehow, some way. I don't care.
If I was president.
I know. Don't even get me started, because... But no, what I wanted to mention is... I was thinking about this the other day, like out of all the states in the U.S., like which one would I want to like annex or like get rid of?
Texas.
We are going to battle because the least contributing state at this point, I would say maybe is like Arizona.
No, Arizona is... It's.
I mean, come on. We need Texas. It's the second largest state.
Oh, what's the first largest?
Alaska.
Oh, you're so smart.
Oil, Alaska. And by the way, we have a saying back home in Texas. With the manure, it just smells like money. So
yeah,
you've got a double whammy.
Ooh.
And then you know you add in cowboys.
If that's what money smells like. I don't want it near me. No, but I can't. Yeah, I was. Everyone was always like Florida's the cock of the, that needs to get like castrated. And I'm like, all right, maybe, you know. I mean, I feel like Florida, it's like, I feel like the only law there is that you can't wear clothes. And I'm okay with that. I kind of like crazy people. Like, yeah, I feel like they're way more.
I love every state. I feel like we need every single one of them.
You're right. But at the same time, like the ones that are more less crazy, like conservative, like conservative state, those states I could definitely
really
just annex.
You need something to balance the crazy. It. Yeah, you've got to have yin and yang.
Yeah, you know what? I can't deny that fact that you just spat it out because that's a true story. That's a true sentence.
Yeah,
we do
definitely.
Need balance, everybody. And
but just so we're clear, I do love Texas.
Oh, really? I wouldn't have had any other. But, well, folks, I think we have to wrap our shit. And y'all should anyway, because who wants to have another mouth
Sniff
to feed?
It.
But, no, we're going to wrap it up. And, B, I love you. You always make me laugh and always put a different interest. Or inspective or perspective. Hello. I don't know what words mean or do, but you always are enlightening my life, and thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you. It's awesome. Love you. Love your adventures, your new endeavors. Hope it goes well as you would love it to go, and I know you will go far with anything you do. So
you heard it there, folks. Love you guys. See you next week.
This has been another production brought to you by the 4i Radio Network. For more great content, go ahead and check out www.4iradio.com.